AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Are humans meant to be faithful? A scientist at the University of Cambridge has attempted to measure how monogamous humans really are and how we compare with the rest of the animal kingdom. The research suggests humans are not complete angels, but we are near the top of the league table of lifelong devotion. Just in case you're curious, California deer mouse at 100% monogamy top the table, followed by the African wild dog. Not just wild dogs, it would appear. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, author of The Science of Happiness. What's your take on it? Are we humans meant to be faithful, to be monogamous?
We humans do better, like most mammals, when we are monogamous, when we form a strong pair bond, an emotional connection that leads to a long-term partnership. And in terms of evolution, of course, this helps with, protecting children. And that's why species that are monogamous tend to thrive, because they look after their children. They, they reproduce in a more stable setting. And that's why humans in this study came out as being around 66% monogamous.
Two-thirds of the time were monogamous.
Pretty much. And it turns out that that's a lot more than certain species. Certainly something like the feral cat or the banded mongoose are less than 20% monogamous. So we certainly have the edge on that.
Yeah, the soy sheep, 0.6% monogamous. I mean, that is quite extraordinary. Let's stick with humans, though. Are there downsides to monogamy as you would see it?
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
No, there aren't really that many downsides. I suppose for the individual, they might imagine other relationships or relationships. But, what's interesting, when you look at history, the around 85% of societies allowed men to have more than one wife. But the vast majority of men in those societies only had one wife. They didn't go for two or more. And that remains the case in many such societies, mainly because of the cost involved of having a large number of families.
Okay. You do hear, and particularly you get these celebrities come out now and then and go, it's the monogamy and that idea of one person, you're kind of trapped with that. It's quite repressive and so on. I kind of roll my eyes when I hear it, but do you have any sympathy for that view?
Yeah, there are obviously people who are in polyamorous relationships with multiple partners. They tend to break down unless there is an awful lot of very open communication and honesty. And quite often when you read about this, people say that so much open communication and honesty are required that it becomes emotionally exhausting and they just revert to having the one partner again. So I guess, in theory or in imagination, there might be benefits in not being monogamous, but in practice, it turns out to be fairly exhausting.
So ethical non-monogamy, I think that's what they call it, isn't it? You wouldn't be a fan.
Well, it takes an awful lot of effort, and for some people it works out well, and if so, fair dues to them. But in relation to children, in relation to stability, in relation to trust, predictability, and reproduction and evolution, it does appear that we are, programmed to be more like the California deer mouse than we are, for example, the long-tailed macaque. In other words, we're more programmed to be together.
It does. I do find it curious that even though as a society we've obviously become more sexually liberal, if to use that term. Mm-hmm. Yet young people still put a very high value on monogamy, despite that. I do find that curious.
Well, it is, but it maps onto a very human need to have human connection and also to feel special. And, you know, we don't talk about this as much as we should, that, you know, every morning on this planet, 8 billion people wake up fundamentally wanting human connection. We're very good at finding it. We're very good at sussing out when it's fake. So, you know, I don't think the threat of AI relationships or artificial intelligence relationships is as great as people think, because humans look for humans. And, you know, we want to feel special. We want to feel chosen. And that's why monogamy is a brand that will last.
Yeah, what did Paul Newman say? Why have steak? Or why have a burger in a restaurant when you can have steak at home? I think was his line. I always thought it was a good line. Listen, really interesting. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, author of The Science of Happiness. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. Monogamy, yay or nay? 087-1400-100.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.